all of us should strive for the holiness necessary that we enter heaven immediately after we die. However, given the fact that many of us, in fact, most of us, are going to go to purgatory, what if I were to tell you that there is a way that we could do purgatory, not in purgatory itself, which the early church fathers and purgatory mystics tell us is in the center of the earth, and it's 10,000 degrees there, but we could do purgatory rather at the foot of the altar before the Blessed Sacrament. We're going to talk about that in today's video. And at the end of the video, I want to share with you an initiative that I feel led to start, something that I think you will find quite beautiful. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, the following is from an unpublished manuscript on purgatory, one of my favorite books on purgatory. It's filled with spiritual gems as well as incredible teachings about purgatory. I've done a few video series on this. Absolutely incredible. Now, the gist of the book is that it comes from a nun who has a fellow nun appear to her from purgatory and begins guiding her spiritually and revealing different things about purgatory with the intention of them being shared. Now, this is one piece, one thing that she tells her. I have told you there are some souls who do their purgatory at the foot of the altar. They are not there for faults they have committed in church, because those faults which attack Jesus directly, Jesus present in the tabernacle, are punished with terrible severity in purgatory. So that's first a warning. The souls that are there in adoration are there as a reward for their reverent behavior in the sacred presence. They suffer less than if they were in purgatory itself, and Jesus, whom they contemplate with the eyes of their soul and of faith, softens their pains by his invisible presence. Now, I've actually done a video on that before because it's so incredible, but I really wanted to kind of tie this in with something that I'm going to share with you later. But this, it's not a promise. It's not something that we can guarantee to obtain. There's no magical way to have this happen. But she is giving us a clue and a gem and a possible treasure that we should strive to obtain, the honor, the privilege of being able to do our purification when we die, our purgatory, at the foot of the altar. There, she describes what's necessary, that we have reverent behavior toward the sacred species. Now, this could mean many things. Let's talk about some of the things that this could mean. First of all, this could mean, obviously, receiving communion, the Eucharist, as worthily as possible in a state of grace. Other ways that we can do this, by receiving on the tongue, as opposed to in the hand, as a sign of reverence, although the church allows us to do either. Many speak about receiving on the tongue as preferable because it shows a greater reverence to the Eucharist. Also, we could, if allowed and possible, receive while kneeling. This is another common way that people receive the Eucharist, in a way of showing greater reverence. When we go to adoration, first of all, going to adoration, either exposed or in the tabernacle, kneeling with greater reverence, perhaps touching our forehead to the ground, as the children of Fatima did in imitation of the angel of Portugal. Going to adoration more frequently, not just every now and then, but a few times a week, every day, if possible. Other things that we can do is at Mass, after Mass is concluded, staying and giving thanks to Jesus, acknowledging his presence in us through the Eucharist, and other such things. So these are just some of the ways that we can show greater reverence to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And thereby, in honoring him, not only are we consoling him, we are consoling the lack of reverence in and outside the church, that others perhaps in desecrating the Eucharist, such things like this. But we are possibly obtaining this grace and this gift, which is an incredible gift. Now, here is the thing that the Lord has placed on my heart. I want to call it the Adoro Te Devote Initiative. Now, what's an initiative? Let me read it. There are several definitions that you can find. But it's an act or a strategy intended to resolve a difficulty or improving a situation, a fresh approach to something. Now, if you know anything about my channel, I'm always trying to find unique ways of looking at things. So this is the problem, that purgatory, it's going to happen. So how can we do our purgatory in front of the Blessed Sacrament and resolving this problem and just finding a unique way of us obtaining this grace? Now, what is Adoro Te Devote? This is a hymn. Well, it was originally written, they think, as a prayer that was used privately by St. Thomas Aquinas. And it is a well-known Eucharistic hymn. If you were to look it up and hear it chanted, I'm not going to chant for you because my chants, it's kind of mediocre, you would recognize the tune. So one day with my wife and I, we were praying before the Blessed Sacrament at the church where we were at, and the kneelers are right before the tabernacle. And when they open the tabernacle, those were the words there, Adoro Te Devote. I've heard of the hymn, but I'd never knew the words, nor did I know what it means. Let me read to you first what it means, because it is so beautiful, and this is what I want us to do. I devoutly adore you, hidden deity, who are truly hidden beneath these appearances. My whole heart submits to you, because in contemplating you, it is fully deficient. Sight, touch, taste, all fail in their judgment of you, but hearing suffices firmly to believe. I believe all that the Son of God has spoken. There is nothing truer than this word of truth. On the cross only the divinity was hidden, but here the humanity is also hidden. Yet believing and confessing both, I ask for what the penitent thief asked. I do not see wounds as Thomas did, but I confess that you are my God. Make me believe much more in you, hope in you, and love you. O memorial of our Lord's death, living bread that gives life to man, grant my soul to live on you and always to savor your sweetness. Lord Jesus, good pelican, clean me, the unclean, with your blood, one drop of which can heal the entire world of all its sins. Jesus, whom I now see hidden, I ask you to fulfill what I so desire, that the sight of your face being unveiled, I may have the happiness of seeing your glory. Amen. That prayer is utterly amazing. So what is the Adoro Te Devote initiative? It is me inviting you to make a personal commitment to Jesus Christ, to visit him in the Blessed Sacrament every day for the rest of your life for at least 15 minutes. These are some of the guidelines. Now, this is sort of an informal association. We're not going to have any church official anything. It will be a personal commitment that you will make to our Lord. And I want to place it under the patronage of Blessed Carlo Acutis for you to personally commit to Jesus through the Blessed Sacrament to do as I had said, to pray before the Blessed Sacrament exposed or in the tabernacle for at least 15 minutes a day. That you begin by taking a period of trial, 20 to 30 days of committing to see if you can do it, and then choosing a day for making the commitment where you make, in your own words, a commitment to Jesus Christ is between you and Jesus for your own personal sanctification and for whatever mission God calls you to, for the release of the souls in purgatory or other things, for instance. and under no pain of sin. The 15 minutes is meant to be in silence for the sake of growing your friendship with Christ, but you can include prayers there. The goal is to pray, meditate, and to especially to live the prayer, Adoro Te Devote, to live that prayer, to become that prayer. Anyone of any age is able to join, and no list of members is kept. And we seek to become saints through this commitment, and if we go to purgatory, to obtain the grace of doing it at the foot of the altar. I know that our Lord wants this. Whether I start it in this form or not, whether there's other things out there, I know that our Lord wants us to spend time before Him in the Blessed Sacrament every day. He is a loving and jealous God in the best sense of that word, and He wants you to go to adoration every day. He wants you to go to Mass every day. He wants you to pray every day. He wants this. He's demanding. Yes, He died on a cross. Of course He's demanding. He's demanding of your love because He loves you to this degree. And He wants to talk to you every day. And He wants to be the center of your life and to have it be shown in a concrete way. And this will profoundly bless you. My wife and I have already been practicing this for at least a few weeks just after the inspiration. I used to every day go to adoration, then sort of fell away from that. And in the past few years, been going to Eucharistic adoration a few times per week. And we're always so blessed. And especially as it's been rekindled in our life over the last few weeks, it's been awesome. We are loving it. And we're sort of pinching ourselves thinking, why didn't we do this sooner? So I want to present this challenge to you to discern if this is something that the Lord is asking of you. And let me suggest to you that it is. He wants you to do it. He wants your whole family to do it. And the blessings are amazing. You will be able to pray more powerfully. Your work and your relationships will be more fruitful. You will have more joy in your life. Temptations and sin will fall away. You will grow in the spiritual life. You will enter into contemplation more easily. And the greatest goal of this is that we may do purgatory at the foot of the altar. My friends, before we finish, I do want to remind you of a beautiful sponsor of this channel. PurgatoryProject.org is a website where you can place your loved ones, their pictures, and their names so that you and others can pray for them. Think of it as Facebook for purgatory. It is an absolutely beautiful project so that others can know your loved ones, can pray for them. There you can offer masses, sacrifices, and have that placed right there. It is absolutely free to use. Go and check it out. PurgatoryProject.org. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.